got the voice track going. We have all mics going. We have
John's yawning.
Not the phone, but we want Vox Pro on and record. Woohoo! Okay. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
You guys ready? Mm-hmm. Ready, Blake? Mm-hmm. Ready with the, you got the Vox Pro play?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. Music from Rocco DeLuca and The Burden, one of our headliners at our 4th of July extravaganza that we can't wait for you to be a part of. It is Friday morning. You're with Jenny and Blake.
Warming up to 94 only today. Not bad for a high here in the summertime.
Not bad at all. And don't forget that on Saturday, tickets for our 4th of July extravaganza go on sale through our website, 929themountain.com. Right now, we're joined in the studio by Don and John for our movie night traffic light. Good morning, guys.
Hey, good morning,
good
guys.
Good morning.
How's everything going over there?
So far, so good.
That's wonderful. Good movies coming out.
What's happening?
Well, our first movie this week, of course, features some animated penguins. You know, wow, haven't heard of that idea, right? New stuff. This time, they're surfing in Surf's Up.
Ooh. Yeah, and according to this movie, there's a whole lot of fanatical penguins out there that want to do nothing but surf. Well, penguins and a skinny chicken, I guess. And, you know, this all happens in Animation Land, and they made the movie look like it's a documentary, and they're filming the World Championship Surfing Competition.
Oh, that's funny. It's like a Jack Johnson
movie. That's kind of cool, yeah.
Yeah, and the underdog penguin is played by Shia LaBeouf, and the skinny chicken is John Heder, Napoleon Dynamite.
Oh.
Yeah. And here's a clip of the skinny penguin or the skinny chicken and the penguin talking to the pretty lifeguard penguin. Of course, the skinny chicken, though, has to help him out.
You here for the surf contest?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll be watching you.
Really? You'll be watching me?
Well, yeah, from the lifeguard station.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah.
It's my,
yeah.
It's my job.
Right. That's your job.
Hey, Cody, you gonna kiss her or what? What's going on?
Come on, Joe, we gotta go.
Dude, you were saying you were in love with
me. No, I didn't
say. All right, look, he really digs you. He likes you, though. See ya.
Oh, no, the awkward friend that makes it all embarrassing.
Yeah, such a good friend. Well, now all Shy has to do, though, is learn how to really surf before the big competition. And the other thing he has to do, though, is figure out what's really important to him, and he also has to help a friend do the same thing.
Oh.
Yeah, so now animated penguins we've done before, right? But animated reality show... That's a new idea, and if you ask me, a pretty good one.
Did
but
it work?
Yeah, well, you know, like all reality shows, they have a little bit of a flub in there. I mean, have you ever seen those reality shows where people are like, oh my God, I'm lost, what am I going to do? But, you know, there's a whole camera crew with them.
Sure,
right. So there's a little bit of that going on, and also like actual reality shows, a couple of the characters, probably not really witty enough to be on the screen, you know? So it's no classic, but it is very cute penguins, nice little story to it. Adults will like it, kids will love it, because, of course, they love absolutely everything. And the best part, moms and dads, it's only about 85 minutes long. So.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, and the movie that we saw, though, it was packed with kids and, of course, lots of parents, and everybody really seemed to like it. So on our movie night traffic light, we are going to rate Surf's Up a green.
Okay.
Yeah,
want to check out with the family.
You know those film crews aren't allowed to interfere, you know, so they may be lost.
I'm guessing they'll get back to civilization.
Unless it knows best on VH1, that's my favorite. But there's one where he's like looking for his daughter and he's frantic. And then they show her going, boy, I wonder if my dad's worried about me. You know, all they got to do is make a cell phone call.
But I think only once in Survivor when the guy fell face first into the fire.
Oh, that's right.
Was the film crew allowed to interfere to save his life. But other than that, they're not supposed to interfere at all.
That was the revolutionary moment. It's like the prime directive on Star Trek, right? You can't interfere.
So our next big movie is a big movie.
Yeah, the next big movie, of course, a sequel to Ocean's 12, which was a sequel to Ocean's 11, which was a remake of Ocean's 11. So that makes this Ocean's 13. And if that's at all confusing for you, you better give up now.
Right, because the movies are confusing.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, they definitely are. And the guys are back from Europe, which is where they were in Ocean's 12. And they're back in Las Vegas, which is where they belong. And they have a new big job. And that is to get even with the casino owner played by Al Pacino, because he actually double-crossed one of them, and that's no good.
Mm.
And in the midst of all their planning and whatnot, they actually run out of money, and they have to go to an unlikely source for some funds, and that's Andy Garcia.
Well, they got
to
steal some.
Well, you know, that's part of the plan, but they got to spend money to make money, you know. So Andy's in, but he has some conditions, and here's the third and biggest condition that he has for the deal.
Number 3. I want you to steal the diamonds.
Can't be done.
We don't have the manpower.
Or time. Or a way in.
We get caught, we go away for life. We're not going to risk that so you can get his diamonds.
They're not for me. I just want him to lose what matters most to him. Do what you want with him. But either you steal the diamonds, or you find somebody else to finance your drill.
I have a hard time understanding Andy Garcia.
Yeah, he's kind of animated in the movie, though, so you can kind of get what's going on.
Oh, okay, good,
yeah,
good,
it's
good.
Not that bad. But their plan, of course, now includes a huge diamond heist. So there's a whole lot of planning and scheming and top secret stuff going on to make the whole plan come together.
So I guess the summer of the second sequel continues. We had Pirates and Spider-Man and Shrek and
That's right, now this third one.
So I really liked Ocean's 11. And this one is sort of similar. I mean, it's still got the same superstar cast, still got super cool George Clooney and Brad Pitt in it. Matt Damon's pretty funny in this. Casey Affleck is actually really funny in this. And even though there's no Julia Roberts, they've added Ellen Barkin, who looks absolutely stunning at 53 years old. I mean, nice job, Ellen.
I heard Matt Damon is the only one that gets to kiss in the movie, and he kisses her, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. Yeah, with a big fake nose on it.
It's pretty funny.
Well, how do the boys look, Dawn? Just real quick, side note. Sorry, Joe.
Well, actually, they looked amazing.
Boys.
Good. Just a little side note.
The boy she was with watching it, that would be me.
I don't think that's who she was referring to, John. Sorry.
But the problem with this one, in spite of the boys, is that the dialogue is a little bit weird in it, and the story has gone from, you know, far-fetched in Ocean's 11 to absolutely ridiculous in Ocean's 13. I mean, their plan is absolutely absurd, and every time they run into trouble, they've got some sad little gimmick or some funky little gadget that'll get them out of it. And if they don't, they just pay somebody off. So to me, it's all kind of dumb. But yeah, great cast. Love Las Vegas. Just a little disappointed with the writing in this one.
But seriously, John, really, George Clooney and Brad Pitt, enough said.
It's not enough for me.
So on our movie night traffic light, we are going to rate Ocean's 13, though, a yellow. And we are going to be at Elcon Theater tonight filming what people really think of the movie besides us, of course. So go see the 7:30 showing and tell us what you thought on our TV show.
You guys always have to agree. Can you be green on one for...
We wrestle for it if it comes down to it.
I usually win, though, to be honest.
So what do you do? Yeah, what if you're green and you're red, John? What happens?
It goes with my opinion.
Then it's yellow?
Look, yes,
it's
thank
not a
you.
Matter of opinion. Movies are absolute. They're either good or they're not. Then why would we disagree? Yeah, and of course, our TV show's on Saturdays at 12:30 on the CW Channel 8 or 58, thanks to Marshall's Jewelers. And tomorrow, we'll be giving away a ton of tickets to the new Fantastic Four movie, if people are interested.
Oh, very,
so.
Very cool.
Yeah, that's
now
cool. That's another big one.
Mm-hmm.
Coming
out next weekend.
John's movie, you can link to Don and John's website by logging on to movienighttrafficlight.com through our website, 929themountain.com. Cool. That's it.
Sweet. Thanks, you guys.
All right.
Yeah, thank you.
Have a great trip, Jenny.
Oh, yeah, have fun.
You fix that?